Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 7 of Keepsakes, the podcast. Thank you for listening. This is Jay, and of course, I'm always your host for this episode and the following episodes and the previous episodes and whatnot. Alright, so episode 7. I didn't talk about idols last episode, so the episode was around 15 to 16 minutes. Now I'm back to talking about idols, and also I'm going to talk about my journey to Davao and the day two of the Nippon Industrial and Cultural Exchange, of which yours truly is a media partner for the event. So we will jump right in and enjoy listening this podcast. It's jam-packed here in Makati. I can see that those going up north are having a really, really hard time as always. All right, we're jumping into MNL 48 and the general elections, which will be happening a few hours after this Friday. I recorded this podcast on a Friday night. And so yeah, MNL 48 general elections. It has been a long, grueling journey to determine the 48 members of our Pinay sister group. So eventually I almost stopped talking about MNL48 and just considered my Oshi, and therefore I have subscribed. I think I've mentioned this last time. I've subscribed to the notion of love your Oshi, hate the system. Yeah, I really had a great time having been subscribed to that mindset. Last Wednesday, I was able to see Fate at Star Mall Itza Show and got a video with her, got a photo with her. We trolled Paring Eli, Amazeballs, and all that. So, yeah. Good times. You know, Fate has been through a lot. And with my emotions, I am a human, I'm emotional. I've been through a lot thinking about MNL 48. You see, when I started to post the photo of Fate with the hashtag We Have Fate, I thought of is that, number one, her name is Fate. Number two, I still have faith that MNL48 will be great regardless of how huge or how small my faith is. And really, from that post alone, of course, I will not deny, I will admit that I've been connected to Fate's dad, Sir James, the father of Philippine digital terrestrial broadcasts. So yeah, really good times. And knowing Fate's supporters, including Paring Eli, this hashtag has propagated to something else. So now I've seen posters that are ready to print, being shared on Facebook, and among the lucky seven, they were called bottom seven before. The lucky seven, only Fate has the hashtag, if I say so myself, in her. The rest, they're just names. And for Fate, it says, We Have Fate. So, really, Fate being included in the first 48, the first group, first generation of MNL48, I'm confident that nothing will change from this time on, because Fate has proven that through her efforts, she deserves the spot, and I believe in her. I have faith in her, and I have faith that MNL48 will commit to that. So that's really what I'm rooting for. And having been said earlier, I'm confident that Fate will be in the top 48, the final 48 of ML48. Here he goes, top one. Sa trono. May trono sila. Akalain mo yun? Ilang linggo pinagsubaybayan yan, tapos si Shaggy pa lang, ano? Hindi inaasahan? Pero okay lang. Kasi, original naman yan eh. Basta nandiyan si Fate sa 48, okay na ako.
Pero sino talagaan mo doon? Gusto mo manalo?
Si, siyempre, si Fate. Eh, kaso, hindi. Nabanggit pa si Belle? Iyak siya eh.
Thank you po, Lord. Thank you po, Lord. Thank you po na lahat. Ako mo,
na ano yan, na-intrigue yan dati ah. Siya na yung mukha ng ML48. Nabanggit pa si Dian? Ay. Another spectacle is Ozine Fest 2018 at SM Megamall Mega Trade Hall, and it will feature the first performance of independent idol group Idol Sozai, of which yours truly is a fan of Hayayan, because you know her looks, she's so ikemen. That's Hayayan for you. Yeah, Sasuga. Okay. So, yeah, Idol Sozai. They've introduced themselves, they've showed themselves, they promoted themselves to people online, to the idol fans, and all that. And their lineup consists of AKB48. Yes, Imas is there, but I forgot the other one. They will perform three songs there, and they've shown photos practicing at a studio that's apparently also affiliated with Star Artists. Not mentioning the part about Star Artists further, no. Pero yeah, they practiced there, and people are looking forward for their performance as well as a pre-event interview, pre-concert, kumbaga pre-live interview with the local Taco media, that's including Anime PH, Do It for the Idols, JKB48, the newly formed entity. And yeah, that's as far as I can see with Idol Sozai. Now, of course, all of them are announcing themselves one by one. We have Cho, CH4U. They have introduced their teams, Holly and Cryptic. And aside from that, they have we have Project Yoroja, in which they're aiming to announce their members within this week or within the next week. Also, we have the Asterism, in which they have the former ML48 aspirant Aria Carino, Anna Banana herself, Derek's new Anna, rather, as one of the idol judges. Ayan, so, yep, this begins my journey to Davao. I'm being sent to the airport by my brother, thanks Cap. Paling oras dito, no? Sir, ano? Ilang ang estimated natin is 12:30 tayo makakarating ng Terminal 3.
12:36 po.
12:36. And so far naman, wala masyadong traffic, no?
Wala po. 15 minutes po yung travel time natin.
15 minutes. 15 minutes?
Yes po.
Ayos. So, ito, we're currently at SLEX. Hindi pa, Osmeña pa lang to, no?
Yes po.
Osmeña. So, yun. Pangilang biyahe mo na to?
17 po. 17 trips po.
17 pang 17. As in buong araw kang ano, buong araw na 'yun o ano lang? May mga distances saan tsaka lang na ginagawa.
Buong araw po.
Buong araw. Okay. So 'yun. I involved my Grab driver here kasi minsan na they have this concept sa US na kung saan pati yung mga train riders bigla lang papasok tapos makikipag-usap and all that. So, try kong gawin din. And pasalamat ako kay Sir kasi he's very cooperative. So, yun. Buong Maynila, no? Buong Maynila traffic. Tapos buong Maynila, currently, we have lots of trucks. It's truck day. Kaya, counting stansya lang. I believe na trucks yung isa sa mga pinaka-challenging na makamit mo ng mga drivers. Tama? Tama. Ano sa tingin mo? Bakit? Bakit sa tingin mo mahirap? Mahirap silang...
Kasi, unang-una, syempre, yung mga truck driver, unang-una, malalaki yung sasakyan nila. Tapos, kami, maliliit. Isa, hindi nila kami nakikita.
Ayun.
So, kung pwedeng masagi nila kami, kaya dapat distansya talaga. Konting ingat.
I remember yung usapan namin ng isang driver naman. This time habal-habal siya. Eh nakwento niya. Dati siyang nagpo-police.
Aba.
Ayun, edi nakwento niya sa akin na nahihirapan din silang i-tolerate yung mga truck drivers. So sa on the side naman ng mga truck drivers, eh talagang given na yun na may hindi nila makikita basta-basta yan and all that. Siyempre, may pahinante sila, may kanya-kanya silang pahinante, eh ano bang magagawa ng pahinante? Kasi minsan, mga big trucks din yung dudulot ng traffic, sa totoo lang. Pero not without siguro lahat naman ng mga sasakyan, kung mamalasin.
Tsaka nasa pag-iingat din po yan ng driver. Nasa driver. Kasi o dang anong sasakyan ng dalawang, driver pa rin, paano siya mag-iingat mo?
So, baga parang yung baril, hindi, kung baril lang siya, isang bagay lang siya, hindi siya nakakabaril, yung tao nakakabaril.
Yung driver pa rin, yung tao pa rin.
Right, so, nasa Osmeña Highway pa rin tayo, and ito, laki ng ito, rehabilitation yata ginagawa dito.
Skyway po yan.
Skyway.
Bali, extension po yan ng existing na Skyway. So yan yung dumudugtong sa SLEX tsaka NLEX.
Pati na rin siguro sa NAIA-X.
Apo, siya.
Ayun, NAIA-X.
From North Expressway to South Expressway.
Medyo curious ako, pag dumaan tayo ng NAIA-X, may babayaran pa bang extra ng toll?
May toll po. For
35. Apo. Sige, wag muna tayo dumaan ng toll, hindi ko pa kaya. Yan, iwas tolls.
Sige.
Yan.
Naman traffic po dating doon. Dito lang kasi medyo ginagawa yung Skyway. Kaya medyo masikip yung daan.
Dati nakabiyahe na ako Terminal 1 sa ano pa? Sa kung saan pang banda yun. Eh, this time, Terminal 3 which is katapat lang ng RWM Resorts World Manila.
Mas malayo yung Terminal 1 yung manggagaling dito.
Eh, yung Terminal 3, tawid ka lang sa ano eh, Skywalk. Kung ano pa tawag doon? Skywalk yata.
Skywalk.
Tawid ka lang doon, nandun ka sa RWM, tapos sakay ka nang ng kung ano mang sasakyan.
Oo,
right? So, we're
Buendia
na to. Alright. Makati.
Makati po.
Makati. From Manila to Makati to Pasay. Manila ulit. Yan. So ito, packet na tayo.
Ito yung Buendia Bridge.
Buendia Bridge. Pero matakay mo, nasa, nasasayang din yung parang ganda ng ano, ng surroundings kung tatayuan ng papatungan ng panibagong bridge.
Okay.
Kasi sa Marcos Highway sa Cainta, meron ano eh. Ang ginagawa doon, tatayuan na rin ng ano, extend kasi ang LRT to Masinag. Eh makikita mo 'yan, ang tore, ang poste ng LRT to extension kasi 'di ba hindi pwedeng bumulusok 'yan, hindi pwedeng sumabay sa daan 'yan eh.
Dire-diretso yan.
Oh, mag-a-adjust yung poste. Eh, kita ko parang mas parang kung pwedeng tayuan ng building yung ano, eh, tatayuan nito eh. Kasi sobrang tangkad.
Sobrang taas.
Ayun. So, currently, pinaliligiran tayo ng mga trucks. We have to get away with the trucks. Ako, isa pang truck sa ano. Hindi ko alam ha, pero talagang alam mo yung parang kasi there's this one video sa ano eh, kay James Deegan. He shared this video
James
of
Deegan,
he shared this video ng isang truck, elf truck lang siya, yeah. Or I don't know, hindi yata elf truck, yung mga ordinary truck lang,
delivery
truck yon,
close van tapos
edi nagkapi ko na sa daan kasi nagawa ng daan, ng lane. Gusto sumingit. Eh, sumingit siya. Kaso nga lang, off balance. So, bumigay.
Parang napanood ko nga yun, yung tumaob.
Tumaob yun. That was, according to Deacon siguro, no? That was one of the most ridiculous retaliations, road rage. Kay sir, kamusta naman ang road rage niyo?
So far, wala ka naman.
Ayun, buti naman. Kasi ako, hindi ako pwedeng mag-ano ng sasakyan eh.
Mm.
Kasi, manipis ang pasensya ko.
So far, wala.
Mm-mm. Ayan. So, etong bandang ito, parang familiar na sa akin to. This is going...
Libertad yan.
Libertad Pasay. So, from here, diretso pa rin tayo. Ayos ah. So, talagang connected talaga, isang straight connected sa main, from main road to the airport. Pwede i-check in, ano, i-check pa tayo ng security doon.
Ako
po. O, sasabihin mo lang, drop up lang.
Sa airport dito. Medyo sisilipin lang, pero hindi naman bubuksan yung pinta.
Oo, yun. Thankfully naman eh walang kwan. Walang ano pa sasabihin ko. Thankfully naman eh wala naman nangyayari masama doon eh. There's no may idea ka ba kung sir kung ano may samaan ng loob between grab drivers and the airport taxi?
Wala naman kasi iba naman yung pero meron din kasi kahit papaano bawasan din yung mga pasahero nila eh kasi wala nang dumating yung Grab. Especially dyan sa airport. Alam naman natin yung rate ng taxi dyan sa airport. Napakamahal.
Oo.
Pero kung magbubuk sila ng Grab or Uber noon, napakamura talaga. So, mas tinatangkilik ng tao ngayon yung Grab dyan sa airport. Kaya medyo siyempre, tumasama rin loob ng taxi.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo nabawasan talaga yung income nila.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Grab, na kasi si Uber, suko na siya. Sabi ni Uber, sa'yo na tong business ko. Talo na ako sa lahat. Talo na sa Singapore. Talo na ako. Gusto ko mag-focus sa sarili ko. Gusto ko mahalin sa sarili ko. Kasi hindi ko minahal sa sarili ko noon eh. Kaya ako nagkakanda leche-leche. Eh ngayon, nowadays, we now have more local TNVS.
Yes.
So, wala namang problema sa'yo, no?
Sa ngayon po, wala pa naman kasi hindi pa naman sila nag-start ng operation nila eh.
Pero sa tingin mo, may dumaan na tayo dito sa Magallanes. Ang tingin ko doon, yun yata yung mga bagong trend eh, na ano, bagong bagon, sinusubukan.
Opo.
Eh, buti naman. Kasi, they have to, ano eh, sometimes they have to make it fit. Na ano, accordingly eh. Kung ano nangyayari sa MRT ngayon, eh, kailangan talagang solusyonan yan.
Opo, kasi napakarami talagang tao na maasa dyan sa MRT. Noon, nagtatrabaho ako dyan sa Boni, yan talaga yung pinaka-main transpo ko eh. MRT talaga. So, ngayon, eh, yung sira-sira na yung mga bagot. So, kailangan nila talagang ayusin na.
Yeah, yeah. Nag-grab na kayo eh. Full-time no? Full-time nyo to, no?
Full-time po.
Full-time, ayos. Okay lang yan. So, yan. I guess that would be it for the transport thing. Kasi mahaba-habang usapan. Pag sinabi transport, mahaba-habang usapan yan eh. Okay. Hindi tayo matatapos dyan eh. Eh, lahat naman solusyon. Hindi naman na nangyari ng isang araw.
Tama.
Speaking of which, may itotow yata. Wala naman. Wala pa namang itotow. Kala ko itotow yun eh. Ayun. So, we're approaching
Sales Exit.
Sales Exit, which is the South Luzon Expressway. Tama?
Yes.
So, dito walang ano, walang toll?
Wala po. Wala.
Alright. Ang toll lang nasa taas?
Sa taas. Skyway po kasi.
Mabuti naman. Tapos, exit tayo ng Sales. Ang labas natin dito, RWM. Tama?
Ah, po.
Alright.
Williamer. Tapos, Resort Yard.
Ilang taon na kayo nag-grab, sir?
2 years na po.
2 years. So far naman, everything's going right.
Ah, oo. Okay naman. Hindi naman tayo tatagal sa ganitong trabaho. Hindi okay.
Pero minsan may mga ano, may mga nagtatagal sa trabaho kahit hindi okay yung situation nila. Ay, as long as okay
ako
yung
naman,
ano.
Hindi naman ako ganun. Kapag ayoko na talaga. Hahanap talaga ako kung saan ako masaya.
Sa akin kasi eh, ang nangyari sa akin, gusto kong pumunta sa mga ano, gala ako eh. So, ang trabaho ko fit sa akin. Kahit ano mangyari, so far naman, kahit na magkanda tamimi ako, magkanda leche-leche ako, at isa kikita ko, uy, nag-organize ako ng event. Ayun, masaya na ako. Kasi yan yung mga dating hindi ko naranasan eh. This time, ngayon, I'm coming back into the media foray. This time as a media partner for the Nippon Industrial and Cultural Exchange. And I'm expecting na, since it's been a long time since. Currently, focus talaga ako sa events. The backside, the back end of events. Na hindi ako nag-media partnership kasi I had this self-imposed ban starting from 2015, September. You know the story. Yun, so yeah. We're now down to the last few kilometers and we are approaching Terminal 3 na IA.
Yes.
Alright, so we're passing by Resorts World Manila. Ito talaga buti nakabawi sila kahit papaano. With the all that kasi ang, well, again, balik tayo doon sa discussion natin. The gun doesn't kill people itself. It's the person. So, yung nangyari sa Resorts World, of course, we have been told the guy has been banned from the casino and nowadays they have stricter security, which is fine by me. I don't play games in casino and worst of all, I don't want to play casinos because I want to share the story, you know, na ito tumatak to eh. I was riding the shuttle from the Toy-Con Press Launch. That was the Toy-Con Press Launch 2015, I believe. And then pag-uwi ko, may nakasabay ako na wala na lalaki, sponsor, na of course he's a sad man kasi talo siya sa casino, talo siya sa I don't know if that's slots or poker or anything, pero talo siya sa casino. And then nagkakantuhan kami na yun nga na nalulong sa bisyo. That if I had an idea na pwedeng iban yung mga taong ganun sa casinos, lahat ng casinos regardless, I could have got his name para kahit ayaw niya, he has to save himself. Somebody has to save guys who are really addicted to playing gambling. Yeah, that's the reason why I'm not really into gambling.
Pares po tayo.
Right, appear. So yeah, passing by Newport City and we are approaching Terminal. Again, we're approaching Terminal 3 pero hindi kami dumanan na EX because it is a toll. Tipid-tipid muna.
Nakawala naman traffic.
Apparently, what do I see here? Ayan. Yan, it's still Newport City. We're just going to a U-turn and then i-drop off na ako ni Sir. It's been 16 minutes. That was fast. And considering the time that we did this, siguro wala talagang tulugan to. And I don't know if I'll be awake the whole day, no? Pero at the moment, I set the schedule at 11 a.m. in Davao for the Nippon Industrial and Cultural Exchange. And I expect to be online before 11 a.m. so that you can see me, you can see the surroundings, and you can, there's a lot of preparations here. From the setup, from the data connection, of course, checking with Smart PLDT. Smart and PLDT are the sponsors of the event. And I'm expecting things will go smoothly, of course, with a catch. There's always a catch with everything. So yeah, my flight is set at 3 in the morning. I'll be arriving in Davao around 5 in the morning. And I'll be exploring Terminal 3 while we're at it. Siguro pagorin ko yung sarili ko. Tapos yun pala, natulog na ako. Hindi na ako nagising. Patay kang bata ka. This is Gabe Sakes and you're still listening with me. First, really, Jay, I've just arrived at the gate of Naiya Terminal 3. And just a few moments, we're going up and checking in the flight. Alright, it's 8:40 a.m. in Davao and it's April 29 and hindi ako nakapag-record ng podcast kahapon. So yeah, what was I? Hindi ako nakapag-ano. Aside from that Terminal 48 segment, that segment was recorded in line with the selection, the general election. Pero, you know, I'm still very surprised about MNL 48 and their selection. Siguro dahil ano, pero I think I shouldn't be surprised because you know, there has been a verification process, a final verification process done by Halo-Halo themselves. So yung mga hindi na-verify, akala nila okay na ako, and then yung pala nag-iba yung top 1. So top 1 natin is si Sheki Arzaga. Of course, Sheki is not without hype, kumbaga, no? Kasi, of course, nababalita rin yun, naka-controversial yun. And, you know, those things, I think, that's fine. Siguro that's okay. That's normal na yun ngayon eh. The only thing that I'm really happy is that Fate is in the top spots. So, Fate is now on the top 48. The final 48, first generation MNL 48. And she will be sacrificing a lot for this. So, mahirap na. Hoping na she will be further continuing her studies. Of course, but of course, this is MNL 48. This is bahay ni Kuya, guys. When they say MNL 48 mansion, I think that's another bahay ni Kuya because, you know, this is the Philippines. And anything synonymous with, say, another reality show is like another reality show, especially if that's ABS-CBN. So yeah, that will be ML48 for me. As for Idol Suzai, I don't think may live video na stream except if I except kung nalit lang ako kasi nalit ako sa live video ni Chusol, sino si Chusol. But yeah, I don't think sabihin natin ganito, I really hope na makita ko sila one time in another event, but I don't think we will cross paths. Because you know, sometimes hindi mo rin mapili yung schedule mo. And that will be it for the happenings outside. Now we'll proceed with to day 2 ng Nice and pretty active. There was just a few times na nakatulog ako when I'm supposed to do a live, and I'm really sorry for that. And pagising ko, nagising ako sa One Punch Man, and they were doing karate. So the cultural day really just passed by fast. And yun nga, there's cosplay at night, and from what I've heard from YJ, si kumparing YJ, most events sa Dubai mga ganyan, they continue same time siguro as the ones in Manila. So yeah, that's life here, that's the community here in Dubai. And although unlike sa mga events sa Metro Manila, of course, this is a quaint community. By quaint, I mean a small community pa rin sa akin. This is what I perceive kasi regardless if the venue is small, kung kahit na ano, kasi if there's a cosplay event, pupunta naman yung mga tao dyan because this is Davao. This is, you know, this is not Metro Manila. This is not Manila at all. And this next segment is recorded actually at an inn. It's called Daylight Inn in Davao. It's just near Poblacion, a 10-minute walk from Almendras Gym. And since we are at the Poblacion, nandiyan ang Rizal Park, my favorite spot for kalapate. And what I'm seeing here is that, of course, you can rent rooms, aircon rooms, but I just rented out a single fan room kasi kailangan ko lang ng pantulog, kailangan ko lang ng panligo, and it's costed me 300 pesos per day. Considering na this is in a highway and madaling daanan ng transport, madaling lakarin, Daylight Inn is fine with me, although of course, there's some caveats. Wala kang sariling CR. You only have a sink in your room sa fan rooms. But then again, it's a shared toilet and shower room. But that's fine. They're maintaining it well naman. Yung sa Wi-Fi, one of the reasons that I went here is because also of the Wi-Fi. Although, hindi nga lang about yung Wi-Fi sa room ko. So maybe next time mag-request ako ng room na malapit sa Wi-Fi hotspot. Because you know, I have to do something. But that's just me. So if I were to give out of a 10 ang Daylight Inn on my judgment, on my needs, based on my needs, I'll provide it a 7. Yes, this is okay sa akin pantulog. And pwede ko na ipa-adjust yung fan kasi minamax pa lang yan. Although, hindi nga lang to, matolerate yung init dito, no? So, yeah. Pag mainit masyado dito, you need to open the windows. But once you see the windows, you're looking outside the poblacion, you can take pictures, I guess. So, yeah. That's Daylight Inn for you. And we are now moving on to our segment on Nice, Day 3. So So, we've just done a lot of things that we missed out on recording the podcast, and we missed out on recording My Thoughts and ML48 and all that. Pero, you get the point. I'm here at Lounge 8 of the Davao International Airport, Francisco Bangoy International Airport in Davao City. I'm still with Admin Serena.
Yes, hello and good morning everyone. Medyo nakanon yung boses ko kasi I was spazzing kagabi. Especially sa nanalo, Team Sayui.
Team Sayui. And all my life I thought it was Team Sawi. And then they told me na
even the mga MCs, they even like, I don't know how to pronounce this right. Like, is it Sawi? Sawi? Then sa may iba. They were having a hard time pronouncing, and it was good that they were able to tell us what was the exact pronunciation.
Moving back sa cosplay, kasi I was at the it's really a good thing na I was at the qualifier at the NCR. We were helping company, being a part of the company, I'm helping with Team Toycon for that day, then one day I left to myself covering WCS, and then this camera, that camera, and hiram pa yung camera ko noon. So now that I have my own camera, we're back again to 4x3 from 16x9. Nevertheless, it's really, really great to witness NCR rising from their losing streak.
Finally, I'm actually very happy.
Kasi, of course, you've been hearing me. For those who have been following me seriously, you've been hearing me that I introduced the cosplay community here as the proactive Mindanao cosplay community. Kasi number one, sila yung madalas na nanalo, and most of the alumni are from
Mindanao.
So yeah, what can I say is that I'm really happy kasi I already, prior to this, I already got a hint na yun nga, may hindi, ang mananalo is from Manila. Mm-hmm. And that's great, considering na ang dami na rin talo nila, no? And makikita na kasi of course cosplay drama in Manila and all that. Just recently sa OC, meron daw ng si Hippo, that was a cosplayer, and apparently that was one of my friends, and I blocked him outright kasi hindi talaga tama yon. Eventually he deactivated his account. Moving back to the community, so far, sabi ko nga, as I've said yesterday, it's very quaint. Pero makita mo yung parang ilan lang tayo doon, mga sandaan tao, mga 100, 200 people. But you see the cosplay ball? That cosplay ball really defined my night there. Kasi tutugtugan sila, tapos sasayaw sila, tapos makita mo na, nagpapakanoy na pala sila.
Yeah.
Really, really. Everything's great. Everything's really great. That event was satisfying for me, and was satisfying din na nanalo ang Team NCR, not just one spot, but two spots. All the runner-up and the champion spots were given to Manila after further deliberation. My thoughts lang sa of course, it's already given na may nangyaring technical malfunction sa part ng Team Rogo. But if they were able to complete that, baka siguro may chance sila.
Yeah. Actually, Team Rogo's performance. My top three is, in no particular order, Team Rogo, Team Deathmatch, and Team Sayui. Mm. So I'm actually very happy that Team Deathmatch won the runner-up. And then Team Sayui was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So dalawa of my three bets were able to win, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yun nga. So yun talaga, ang pinakatumatak sa akin is yung sa Team Rogo, yung tourism.
Mm.
Yeah, they recorded it at the beach. Number two, Team Class S. Hindi ko nasabi to online on the live stream. team classes because they use a blue screen. And isa pa tumatak sa akin si Team Sayui. Team Sayui had their holes in the wall. I don't know how they did that, pero they according nga dun sa usapan namin, which is already posted on the blog and on YouTube, ginawa talaga nilang paraan yan. Pinag-isipan maigi. Now, aside from that, there are two other innovations eh. Yung isa innovation pa is from Team Tribe. You know, when they try to levitate, mm-hmm. they try to fight mid-air. The only thing about it is that it can be two things. Kasi yung props nila, pinagtayuan nila eh. Pinagtayuan nila na ano, it's parang rock siya. Mm-hmm. Some rock or of sorts. Nakikita ko sila nagpa-practice sa doon sa likod namin. And be like, ooh, so that's how they do it. Yun nga, it can be a rock or it can be solid block. Mm-hmm. Pero in case of team deathmatch, talagang sinabi ni Toto, na Toto of Nomura, ng Anime Alliance, na siya din nag-supervise sa NCR teams, is that talagang rush pala yung bato doon, yung may bato doon na pinagtayuan. That was pala rush job. Pinarush sa kanila. So, that's it. Namagit ko na is four innovations, no?
Sa team that match is yung ano, yung palico.
Yes, the palico.
Yung especially may that mechanism siya, like, I think on the base part. Mm-hmm. And then, the palico was able to move. Well, if I remember correctly, the palico was able to move, and before eaten by the being eaten by the monster, sort of thing. It was actually cool, and the palico was very cute.
Ayun. So yeah, four innovations yun so far, no? Kasi may inisip pa akong panglima eh. I forgot the other one eh. Pero yeah, we'll recap na lang siguro later, ano. I still have the videos, I still have the footage. Ang nagawa ko pa lang is yung sa interview I don't want to call it exclusive, but ako lang yata ang unang nagkausap sa kanila after they got brief eh. So let's just say it's exclusive, pero I don't want to call it keepsakes exclusive. Pwede ko sabihin only on keepsakes.
Yeah.
Pero, well, that will be under the record na rin. So, yeah. Good times. Right. So, that is for the World Cosplay Summit Philippines. And, ano pa bang, ano? Wala akong masyado napuntahan. But, me and admin Serena went to our last trip, which is the Rojas Night Market. Yes. And then we ate there. Then I miss those memories. And, I was yung una kong punta sa night market is in the it's just near Marco Polo, Davao.
Yes.
And kagabi we're now in the around the middle or the other side of the ano of the road of the night market, and it's still good. Magkano yung ano, ma'am, yung budget natin doon kagabi?
We had barbecue, and then I had squid, which was so delicious. Hindi umabot ng ano, believe it or not, hindi umabot ng 300 yung ano. Hindi umabot yung 300 yung ano. Yeah.
But I think I remember last time umabot ng 25 something yung bayad ko sa ano, or 35, and then that was for two rice na. Kaya sulit ng Rojas Night Market eh.
It's very sulit. Medyo namahal ako kasi nagkumuha ko ng squid. Then that was the only pricey one, which was like 100 plus. Mm. But the rest was like the other add-ons. So hindi umabot ng 200, 300.
Saan daan yung pusit?
120 plus yung squid. Fam, it's seafood, fam. Cravings.
Mahal talaga ang seafood. Okay.
Yeah. It was a large squid though, so understandable. Mm.
Alright. So that's by far our journey here to Davao, and what do we do now?
You want to talk about MNL48?
MNL48, okay. Actually, I only was able to see the top few spots before Shaggy, ano, mga 3-4 spots. Hindi ko na nga naabuto sa ano eh. I still haven't watched the video, so I cannot comment further on it. Although by this time recording, today at around the afternoon siguro, I've been tipped na there will be a press conference for ML48. And setting that aside, siguro mention ko na rin na there is this thing about the idols themselves closing down their social media handles only to replace it with their own ML48 social media handle. What do you think? Papalitan lang nila account nila, deduct nila yung ano, previous.
You mean the management wants to close down their old accounts just for their ML48 ones? What?
Well, security wise, I think
I completely understand that maybe it's part of their contract or something like that, but I think like telling them to deactivate their accounts just for that particular reason, that's kind of like, well, for me it's kind of like overboard. Because that's my personal account. Like, though for the Yuri community, I use the name Serena. Like, let's take this for you. I use the name Serena. But I also have another account which I use a different name for cosplay or something like that. And, like, it's kind of weird because if the management, like, does that, like, at least give them a little bit of freedom, like, to do whatever they want on their social media accounts. Yeah.
As far as I can see it on the management's perspective, what I see is this. For security reasons, of course,
yes.
Nobody wants to, as much as possible, we want to have less scandals and baka... Ayan, we just have a few minutes. Pero moving back, on the management standpoint, what I think is that they're doing this for security purposes. These past... yung mga pass accounts na magiging pass accounts sa mga idols, of course, they may have info there, sensitive info, na hindi pwedeng ilabas or
yeah, actually,
that will be dangerous.
Oh, yun din. That's also what I did. Kasi the reason why I have a separate account for this particular, for fandom reasons and for cosplay reasons, is for security purposes lang, which is, I think, pretty much understandable, yeah.
So, yeah, I do hope na may backup yung mga idols or they know how to backup their Facebook accounts and download their stuff. On their personal laptops or PCs. I say, of course, when it gets online, when someone tries to trace them, do this and do that, of course, your data is exposed. Paano yun? Data privacy is not just one way, it's two ways. That's for me on ML48. Just waiting for the press con to happen and to know na si Sheki, gulat nga rin ako kay Sheki. Shek is not without any controversy, pero...
So far, yeah, I haven't really heard of anything critical, like, related to her or about her.
Buti naman. And I think nabanggit ko na rin sa'yo prior to this yung verification nila.
Yeah. No. That is... Kasi I don't really understand the app. For the record, I haven't used the app yet. But I've been reading this stuff from people, like, okay, they registered and they have to register again and verify again. Like, wait, how many times does we as like mobile users or the download when we download the app, how many times do we need to get verified or something like that? Which is odd.
Siguro sa akin, no?
Baka every election siguro or every elimination, I think it's really required for that kind of thing. I don't know.
Not during eliminations. Ni-require lang sila this election. So, you know, that must be a final verification thing, eh.
Okay.
That the management is doing. Kasi, siguro, I think that affected the votes themselves. That affected the votes. Deactivated yung, ano. Kasi pag hindi mo na na-confirm yung account mo via email or they did send you an email, you should tell them right outright para masenda ka ng email. Or else, deactivated account ko. That's what happened to me on my first account. Inabawi ko naman yung ano, na kuha ko naman uli yung account. So I signed up again and all that. But yeah. Well, this generation is the first generation. It is given that it will have a lot of mistakes.
A lot of mistakes.
Shouting for those people at the back. A lot of mistakes. Pero hoping by second generation they go do it well or else how they do it. Just a few, siguro just a few minutes, and I'll be checking in sa flight, and hopefully everything will go well.
Requesting all remaining guests on AirAsia flight, seat 6.2-4 Manila.
That's yours.
The current report here from now through gate number 3. Once again, requesting all remaining guests on AirAsia flight, seat 6.2-4 Manila. The current report here from now through gate number 3. All aboard, please.
All right. So yeah, that's about it for us. And this is my journey.
And also my vacation. But I actually, this trip year was technically my a vacation of sorts, because I was bored. And I could not afford to travel to Ozin Fest. So nagdabaw na lang ako. And then knowing when I heard that Jay is coming to Davao, so like, okay, for the heck of it, I'm gonna help him with the coverage for WCSPH.
And I'm really thanking Admin Serena here. Kasi daming naitulong nito si Admin Serena.
Yeah.
Of course,
announcing the arrival of Cebu Pacific Air 55J539 from Atlanta, Cebu. So, inquiring guests of Cebu Pacific Air 55J600 bound for Atlanta, Cebu. After completing your counter checking requirements, kindly proceed now to gate lounge number 8 for your final security check as awaiting your flight boarding announcement.
Wait.
So, all departing guests of Cebu Pacific Air, flight 55J600, confirm at that school. May we have your attention, please? Our gate assignment has been changed. We are requesting all guests to please transfer to gate lounge number 8. Once again, for the information of all departing guests of Cebu Pacific Air, flight 55J600, confirm Cebu. Our final gate assignment
so sa kanila is lounge
number 8. Thank you.
In the gate.
Gate 8.
Yeah. Sa kanila lounge.
Buti ka pa, katabi mo bintana. Right, so with that, my name is Jay, and
this is Serena.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Jay Agonoy, as always. Facebook is Keep6byJay. And for Admin Serena, she's with the Lily Cat.
You will follow me in Twitter is Lily Cat Serena. And for Facebook page, just search for Lily Cat or facebook.com/thelilycat. And I'm also inviting everyone, if you love Yuri or if you love Girls Love, I would like to invite you to like Yuri GL Philippines. And we also have an active community there, so everything is in the page, just search for it. So that is all.
May we request all the remaining guests to please board the aircraft now through gate number 3. All aboard, please.
Hindi sila pwede magsabay-sabay sa PA, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a matter of mutual respect. So yeah, with that, we will be hearing you in the next podcast.
Yeah.